This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Oh, happy Friday, everybody. It's beautiful outside. The sun is out. It's Friday. That's always a positive. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We have one playoff series continuing on, forced to game six. Congratulations, Knicks. Golf clap. Good job. Good job. Dallas, not so much. 6-3 loss. You pull your goalie after two shots that were very high quality. He happened to let them in. He is kind of the reason you got there, or one of them. Peter DeBoer, to each their own.
Peter DeBoer, master class last night. Oh, boy.
And now we do have, though, what I've been wanting, which is a Stanley Cup Finals rematch from last year. Very, very excited about that.
Once we got to the final four teams, that was my most desired
matchup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's more or less because I hated the other two teams that went goodbye. Bye-bye, Stars and Hurricanes. You hate to see it.
Yeah, it ultimately worked out very well for Sabres fans.
Oh, man,
well,
as a hater, it's brilliant. Like, I love
thank
it.
Thank God they're gone.
But also, here's your fun side text on this one. Mikko Rantanen got to choose which team that he would lose 4-1 in a conference final with.
Oh, that is tough. I hadn't put that together yet. That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those.
Yep.
Like, you're in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and it's like, actually, there's no right choice. You're going to choose poorly regardless.
And also, one of the strangest things I think I'd ever seen in back-to-back days, if I had a nickel for every coach that got eliminated in the conference finals that said something interesting, I'd have two nickels. It's not a lot, but the fact that it happened 2 days in a row is also weird.
That post-game press conference by DeBoer.
DeBoer
yesterday.
Managed to take what Brind'Amour said yesterday and raised it to 11. He said, "I got you, dog. Any heat on you, I can take care of it from here."
Yeah, don't worry, bud.
Don't
first,
worry.
The decision to pull Ottinger, and then the second to say, man. I see this large bus over here. Come here, Jake.
To me, I didn't watch that game. I was watching the Knicks-Pacers because the Knicks got out to an early lead. I'm like, okay, let's see if they can pull it to game six. And ultimately, when I checked then Edmonton and Star score, it started 2-0.
Yeah, so, ready? You admitting that you hadn't seen it, you were watching the basketball game. I know somebody who did see it. And we've got him, and I'm staring at him across the hall right now. And if we're going to talk about goalies, why not bring in Owen Parker to talk about this with us? Owen, I don't know, like, as you were watching that game, your initial feelings about it, because, like, those two chances that they had for Edmonton to start the game, a minute and 29 in, they're two of the higher quality chances that a goalie will ever face.
Yeah, it was definitely not an ease into the night sort of vibe for Jake Ottinger going into that one.
Right.
And, you know, obviously you can't afford your goalie to ease into the night, but you also probably can't afford your defense giving up two grade A++ chances in the first, whatever, 5 minutes of the game that was.
It was early.
It wasn't even five. It was less than two.
Yeah. I have a lot of things to say about this whole ordeal. I mean, Ottinger is undoubtedly one of the top netminders in the league. He's young. He's a technical wizard. He's athletic. And this is really the only blemish on his career so far. Are these not even playoff struggles, like conference final series struggles. And you're definitely not going to help it by giving him the hook, you know, after giving up two really good scoring chances and then getting, you know, driving the bus back over him in the press conference, like you said. That is not a good spot to be as a goaltender. Even, you know, I know it's the end of the year and, like, confidence, you might not think confidence matters at this point, but saying something like that, like, we've seen a big enough sample size, he can't stop the Oilers, will really derail a goaltender's whole mindset.
Not only that, but also the franchise's mindset. Like, you have a team that is now thinking, did the coach really just say that
our goaltender
was the problem?
Good enough?
Did he really just say Otter was the problem?
Right.
We scored, hang on, in the three games leading up to this, Ottinger's fault, by the way, the Stars had scored 0, 1, and 1 goals.
Yeah. And, you know, there is something to be said for there's two sides to that coin. Ottinger was not good enough to win those games. Mm-hmm. But the team wasn't good enough to win those games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you start running into problems. When you have a team that performs like that in that spot, to have your coach come out and say, one of your key core centerpieces of your organization, we have enough sample size. That was the quote, right? We have enough sample size. That's a tough blow. Like, how do you think his teammates are feeling right now? A, they're probably upset with DeBoer for saying it. B, they're probably thinking in their head, is he right? Can Otter do it? I think he can. But if your coach doesn't believe in that, what are you doing? Why is he on your team?
And any player would tell you, you don't win games by scoring 0 or 1 goals.
100%.
And those three games, had Ottinger been good enough? Maybe not. But winning a game with 0 goals scored?
Can't do it.
You literally cannot do it. It's actually impossible. And then in game 4, they lose 4-1, where again, 1 goal. But Ottinger's pumped with 31 shots.
Yep. They
he only lets in 2 of those because the other 2 are empty netters.
It sounded to me like a coach that panicked.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Which is crazy for DeBoer to do.
Not really.
Because how many conference finals has he been? Was it 3 of the last 4? 4 of the last 4? And I think it's 3 of the last 4. He missed the playoffs with Vegas, and then there were 2 more before that.
Yep.
This guy has been there. He's Mr. Game 7, undefeated in Game 7, right? So the fact that it feels this much like a panic moment for a coach with this level of experience and this level of renowned for being Mr. Cool, Mr. Calm, Pete DeBoer. He kicks his feet up at the pressers after games, after losses. Like, that's Pete DeBoer. But this felt shocking and a complete departure from what he typically feels like. And I think that's concerning.
I think it's also another stamp, though, to DeBoer's ultimately legacy of failure as a coach. He is the guy that is good but never good enough, and he'll take you to a Stanley Cup final, and then he will never let you see that ever again. And you mentioned how, like, he's good in Game 7. The problem is that he also has a shelf life of, I get to the conference final and that's it. We rag on Carolina for having this problem, and I don't think enough people rag on DeBoer for it. And what's the most popular thing that we saw throughout last night? It was the Alan Walsh picture.
Right.
Of Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah. I think that there is a degree of separation there between teams that keep hitting their head on the ceiling and a coach. I don't know that I would want to put too much stink on him specifically for the troubles he's run into, but this makes me rethink that. Before, I was completely confident DeBoer can do it. He's gotten all these different teams with all these different builds to this spot. He just hasn't gotten over the top. That can happen. You see it all the time. We talk about this constantly. Ovi was this way. A lot of players can be like this. But this sort of decision and then to double down on it in the press conference after makes me think maybe there is something to that. Maybe there is something to he's in those moments when the pressure's on like that. Maybe he does make some interesting, maybe not great decisions. And maybe that does cost his team's chances to win those games, despite his Game 7 record. I know that flies in the face of what we're saying here. But he does keep hitting his head on this conference final, not getting it done ceiling. And this could be a window into maybe why. I think he panicked, pulled his goalie, and then blamed it all on him after. And that is a bad look.
Terrible look. And it also has a lot to do with the fact that this is not the first time that he's had a major controversy of decision-making with a netminder.
Right.
This is not the first time that DeBoer has shrunken when the lights were brightest. I see a coach that is good but never going to be good enough. I see a coach that he'll get you to interesting places for a franchise that you haven't seen in a long time, but he's never going to get you over that hump. The minute that San Jose got embarrassed in the Stanley Cup against Pittsburgh, like, he was tactically outmaneuvered by Mike Sullivan, and it was not even close. Yeah, Pittsburgh had Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, but San Jose had players of their own in their own right that are elite players at that time when they
Thornton, Marlowe, Burns.
Couture is growing into his own. Pavelski is just one of the better goal scorers American-born
Martin
in
Jones
history.
Was a good goaltender at
Martin Jones was on fire, hair on fire for that team. And
he got butchered.
Tactically embarrassed. It was, your systems are not working, you're not changing anything up, and it's not working. But now it all leads to one extra spicy nugget. And what is that extra spicy nugget here, gentlemen? I would give an arm and a leg to acquire Jake Oettinger. This is the Connor Hallebuck offseason all over again.
Back, baby.
Get your tickets. It's going to be a fun ride that's going to end with us throwing up in frustration.
That is likely, yes. But nonetheless, it's fun to think about. And so here we are, right? I said it earlier, Oettinger is undeniably an elite goaltender in the NHL, and you could use that here, right? We've been talking about it all offseason. I wrote about it. Like,
what gives you that notion?
Right. The goaltending's been a question. I think that there's a lot of moving parts to that discussion, though. I think Oettinger's great. He's great, and he's young. And we got a goaltender that everybody's really excited about coming up, right? Like, Levi's coming. And Oettinger, if you were to bring that in, that kills Levi here. I don't think that if you bring in Jake Oettinger that you're holding on to Devin Levi. I just don't think it can happen. Because it's Levi's going to need too many reps that Oettinger will be taking.
I also think that if you are doing this, it is, we can call it what it is. It's a save your job move. It is the, I'm getting the big piece in net so that I don't have to worry about any of that. And then I could figure out what I can get for Devin Levi, because the answer is going to be a decent amount. I can get something that I need right now, and a team that would want a future netminder would be happy to pay that price. For me, it all comes down to, yes, am I getting overly excited about a player that might come available? Yes. Do I ultimately think that the Dallas Stars should make the right move? Fire DeBoer, keep Ottinger. Maybe they do that. Does that stop me from saying that I would absolutely pay Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, Bowen Byram, and the 9th overall pick to acquire Jake Ottinger? Nope, you're not stopping me. I'm here to plant bad ideas into everybody's heads and try to get them excited about a team that doesn't make enough moves.
Fair.
That is my toxic trait, and I'm here for it.
I will say, though, too, Ottinger, he doesn't turn 27 until the end of December. So, I mean, we've got like a full year. He's 26. He did, though, just sign his 8-year extension with Dallas October 17th of this past year, 2024. $8.25 million per year. It would take a Patrick Waugh-type situation where he's like, no, I'm done with this guy. I will not play for this guy. You need to trade me.
You can't pick him over me. It's him or me.
Yeah.
And I think Dallas makes the right decision ultimately, and all that we're about to talk about is going to be for nothing.
Yes.
But the minute that Jake Ottinger stepped into the National Hockey League, he has not been under a .905 save percentage.
He's been incredible. He's great in college. He's immediately great in the NHL.
Rock solid. Plays the game, like plays goaltender in a very aesthetically pleasing way as a goalie. Like, he looks really good in the net. It's very satisfying to watch him play. It all looks under control. It's very, you know, very good. I think there is, you know, we're talking a little bit like it's going to be one of DeBoer or Ottinger. I don't know that it has to be. I don't know that necessarily this needs to be a permanent fracture. I think it's definitely something that they're going to have to handle, because Ottinger was not happy on the bench last night. We saw some, you know, video of DeBoer walking by him and Ottinger staring straight ahead, you know, 1,000-yard stare. Mm-hmm. Ottinger's not going to be happy about this. That is without a doubt. I guarantee you he's waking up today like, what are we doing? That was a decision that got made. But that does not necessarily mean that he's going to be out of there if they keep Pete. Because I think DeBoer, everything I've seen of him, he seems to be self-aware in a lot of ways and willing to learn, in especially this sort of manner where you have a relationship with a person that's very important to your organization. You don't want to jeopardize that, and you don't want to burn that bridge. I think they will want to try to keep both of those people in the organization, Ottinger and DeBoer, because despite what we've been saying about DeBoer here, he does have a track record of a lot of success, and it can be scary to move off of that. So I don't know that it necessarily needs to be one goes or the other goes. I think there is a possibility here where Ottinger goes, all right, let's sit down, let's go have dinner, tell me why you thought that was a good decision, and I'll tell you why I thought it was a bad one. And they'll probably fight about it. But these are big boys, these are men, these are professionals. Mm-hmm. They can get past that.
Yeah, and that is something, like, I would imagine the player ends up taking it in grace. He's mad that night, and that's because you're a competitor, you want to win, and he may be the one to just, like, put the grudge down and say, all right, well, that happened, but, like, it's probably not going to happen again. Because as a player, you could absolutely go look at that and not say it publicly of, yeah, I got great run support with with those last three games. Like, that's just, you scoff at him and go, okay. And maybe they don't go out for it, and it's just slightly awkward, but not public, you know, or something like that. Yeah, I do see a lot of scenarios that I'm talking about, this dream of, hey, Sabres, the Stars look like suddenly a mess. We should take advantage of this. And none of it's going to happen. The percentages on that are too high. But I love the idea of the non-zero percent chance that we get spicy, muy caliente, suicide wing levels of hot with this offseason for Dallas. And at minimum, DeBoer leaves. And at worst, Ottinger is told management, no, I'm not playing for this guy.
Right.
And it has happened before. I mean, not just in the NHL history, because of course, Patrick Waugh is like the perfect example for it.
Mm-hmm.
But coaches stepping in, it has ruined teams at times. It has mm-hmm. caused friction that is, you know, irreparable. And yeah, like you would hope you can take advantage of it. I'm with Owen. I think there's a really good chance that they just sit down, have dinner, they communicate like adults.
Yeah.
And they figure it out.
But is that also fun?
Well, I was also going to say, but also pro sports is full of egos that maybe become way too much. And it could cause an issue where DeBoer's like, no, I was spot on. It doesn't matter that Smith let in a goal, however long afterwards, I was right. And Ottinger can be like, what? And it never gets better from that. That is also very true and can happen. I think two very successful men in their field, in their industry, will be able to put this behind them. Because you did also make the Western Conference Final.
Again.
Right? You did do that. It wasn't like this is a first-round exit. It's not like it's Toronto either, where like Marner's at a point with Toronto fans, media, the team just being like, no. There needs to be a change of scenery here. Like, we're done. Ottinger's, I would be stunned if he was at that point. I will be excited if he's at that point, because I think the Sabres do have the trade assets and the need to get it done. And they have a GM that is feeling the furnace underneath him to maybe get the deal done, even maybe pay too much. But also for an organization that really has lived and died off of goaltenders, they have not had one in a long time.
Yeah.
Even though if you look back at past rosters, and I know Sneaky Joe did this too, they've had good goaltenders on the rosters before.
Yeah, it's hard to be a good goaltender in a bad situation.
In a bad situation.
Yeah, that's also very true.
So that could also be something too where, not saying it's true, but there probably is a sentiment of Sabres fans out there going, doesn't matter if we add Ottinger, the defense is still bad. You know, the core is still rotten. We'll get Ottinger. He's never been above 300. We'll get him. It'll be 350, right? I'm not saying that's also true, but it is something to think about with where the Sabres are, where that core is. I don't think they're that far off, but if it really is that the core is rotten, if it really is that a number of these players aren't getting it done, is Ottinger just one of another moves where it's just like the Sabres made it and everyone else it would have worked for them, but for them it's a disaster?
Is that going to stop me?
No, it won't even stop me either. I just want to say it.
Oh, yeah, no. Again, we have to make sure that everything that we're about to do is founded in some form of realism. But dang it, it would be way too exciting and entertaining to not talk about it like this, too. It's too much of this, like, I'm also a hater of the Dallas Stars. So, you know, that's my fault. But I'm also perfectly fine with acknowledging that. I want to see the demise of the Dallas Stars. They're a really good team. They're actually a lot of good players that you could have a lot of fun cheering for or watching and appreciating. But it's the fact that it's the Dallas Stars, I won't let that go. So, if this is the downfall of the Dallas Stars, man, let it be spectacular.
It's very helpful.
If it's the end of the Dallas Stars as we know it with their current core, let it be like this. Again, toxic trait. I know.
Very healthy of you. Very fun. Owen, thank you so much. We'll let you get out of here. You've been here since 6 in the morning. You probably deserve to leave.
Don't short me.
You super deserve to leave.
Don't short me.
I'm just kidding.
You absolutely deserve to leave.
I'm clocking my hours. You're not saying I got here late.
Thanks for
having me, boys. It's always fun to talk some hockey, talk some goalies.
It's always good to have that.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
Owen Parker on the Western Hotline his office.
Yeah, it's just... Owen Parker on the West Her down the hallway.
Right there, talking a little goalie chop. We'll probably keep this going as well, just because I'm curious, mainly because of the comments. It may not lead to anything.
It's bad.
But the fact that a coach said that.
It's bad.
It's bad. But coming up after a quick timeout, we'll get a little baseball talk in. Yankees-Dodgers starting tonight. The Yankees have won 9 of their last 10. We'll be joined by Sal Marana, Democrat and Chronicle, and publisher of the Pinstripe People's Yankees newsletter after a quick timeout. This is WGR.
Eight saves in his career. He's pitched well. So Lugo is the tying run. Ohapi is the winning run. Once again, the Angels down to their final strike. strike three. Curveball clips the outside corner. Hoppy down looking. Yankees win 1-0, and they sweep the Angels in Anaheim.
Winners of 8 straight, losers of 5 straight. That's the Angels, baby.
You are so back.
Way to bring the world back into its right state. I was a little high off of 8 straight. Brought it back down when they lose 5 straight. The Yankees.
Breaking news.
We have breaking news?
I have to interrupt you.
Okay.
The Buffalo Sabres announcing they have hired Jarmo Kekäläinen as senior advisor.
Oh, there we go.
The former general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
All right. So the senior advisor thing was... It was legit.
But okay. It's also a name of a general manager who had been through the league for several years.
All right, perfect.
Interesting. Does he like Jake Oettinger?
And we're going back to that.
Oh, I'm not stopping. Toxic trait. Sorry to interrupt, but that just broke.
Oh, phenomenal. All right, fantastic. We'll get to that in a little bit, though. We do have a guest here on the Wester Hotline as Sal Marana of the Democrat and Chronicle and publisher of the Pinstripe People Yankees newsletter joins us today. Sal, I feel bad. Like, I want to talk to you about Yankees-Dodgers, but now the Sabres actually made a move in the front office. I feel bad.
Well, you know, I perfectly understand that the Sabres are the priority. So, I mean, I don't know much about this guy. I mean, I don't follow the NHL as closely as I follow the NFL. But anything new has to be good for the Sabres, I would hope, because they are an organization that needs a reboot.
Agreed. On Yankees-Dodgers, though, I mean, you heard it there in the highlight, too. I mean... The Angels, I was having a bit of a moment, Sal, I won't lie to you. Like, they sweep the Dodgers, and then they kept winning, and I was like, okay, here we go. Like, this is exciting. The Yankees sweep them, and now in their last 10, 9-1, and now they go into the other LA team's home for a 3-game series starting tonight, late tonight, I believe, at 10-10. Yeah, 10-10. How you feeling?
Yeah, well, I won't be watching that game because I'll be fast asleep.
Understandable.
Maybe by first pitch, which is my usual nighttime, but... I will say this, your Angels certainly gave the Yankees a fight those last two, and I was glad that I was not watching those games live. I woke up the morning after of each and watched the condensed game, and I'm like, holy smokes, those were right down to the wire. So, yeah, the Yankees swept them, but that was actually a pretty good series.
Mm-hmm.
The Angels played them tough. So, look, I mean, the Yankees are playing well. I mean, I'm surprised by this, how this has gone so far with, you know, after they lost – obviously Cole and Heel, my expectations had kind of dropped, but this has been a nice run for them. So far they're 5-1 on the West Coast trip, but as you mentioned, now they get the Dodgers and we'll see. I think this is going to be a very good proving ground for the Yankees, that a nice measuring stick to see where they actually are.
It is wild too for the Yankees in this run here. Their one loss is to Colorado.
Yeah,
it's the only one. Outside of that, and they're playing tight games. It's not like they're – like early in the year, too, with the Yankees, where it just felt like they were just putting it on teams, 13, 14 runs, and it was the bats were really doing it. These are tight games. Pitching's getting it done, defense, what have you, complete games. And the Dodgers themselves in the last 10, if we're going to talk about the Yankees being 9-1, they're 5-5. So, you know, it is the World Series rematch. The Dodgers ultimately did win that, I believe, in 5 games, if I'm remembering correctly. But, yeah, I think you're right. Like, this could be a good proving ground. I think it also could be just good for baseball. If the Yankees could win this series, you could really pitch kind of that World Series rematch that we're now seeing in hockey with Florida and Edmonton.
Yeah, I mean, look, Yankees-Dodgers, from a World Series perspective, the history behind all of that is great. Plus, you'd have the two biggest markets in baseball once again. I'm sure Fox is absolutely rooting for that. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting series. You know, Fried is going tonight for the Yankees. So, you know, I like their chances in this game. And then the next two, we'll see. They got to face Yamamoto on Sunday night. He has been unbelievable for the Dodgers. He's now their ace. I mean, unquestionably, he's their ace of their staff. So that's going to be a tough game. And then in the middle there, I mean, Will Warren, you know, I'm not sure what to make of Will Warren yet. He was so bad last year as a rookie, and then he started terribly, but lately he is starting to look like the guy that they've been telling us he is. They've been saying for so long that he's one of their best pitching prospects, and we're starting to see a little bit of that. So that'll be an interesting game, too. That's the Fox game on Saturday night. So, yeah, this is a series that the YES Network certainly hates because they don't get to broadcast any of the games. So it's like the alphabet soup for Yankee fans trying to find these games this weekend.
Sal Mariana of the Democrat and Chronicle here with us on the Westher Hotline. Sal, obviously with everything that's gone on, we've talked a couple weeks now, and the last we talked, it was Rochester trying to stay alive in a series with the Americans, and unfortunately their series did end with the 5-0 loss at the hands of the Laval Rocket. And we started the show talking about a goaltender, and the one in Buffalo system, Devin Levi, did not end his AHL playoffs in a particularly good fashion, unfortunately.
No, he had a rough series against Laval. Now, that's the number one team in the AHL. They were a great team. You know, during the regular season, I think they beat the Amherst 6 out of the 8 games. A couple of those were overtime or shootouts, too. But 6 out of the 8 were Laval wins. So that was always going to be a tough series for Rochester. I think during the season, he played really well for the Amherst. He had 7 shutouts, which led the AHL. And then that series against Syracuse, you saw it again. He shut them out the last 2 games to clinch the series. So all in all, it was a very good year of development for Levi. I saw that, you know, Jason Carmonas, the assistant GM for the Sabres, had said the other day that that's what they were looking for. I mean, they realized they tried him in Buffalo early, but they realized they made that decision in November that he needed to come to Rochester and just be the full-time first team goalie. And it was a great year, like I said, of development. So now we have to see where it goes, right? I mean, UPL did not have a great year in his first year of that contract.
Right.
So, I mean, can the Sabres go into next year with UPL, who we're not quite sure what he is still, and Devin Levi, who hasn't quite proven himself at the NHL level? That's going to be interesting to see for the Sabres. I would tend to believe that Levi maybe should start again in Rochester at least early next year and see where it goes. But, yeah, this summer, how they address the goaltender situation is going to be pretty pivotal to where Levi is going to be next year.
Sal, you're not helping me get rid of my toxic trait of go get Jake Oettinger. That logic is sound, and now I'm thinking, go get Jake Oettinger again. But, you know, that's just me. But moving on over Bills, OTAs, and everything else of that.
And, yeah, so, Sal, we've only had the one day of OTAs that the media's actually been able to see. Well, next Tuesday, again, is another day where the media can be there. But what did you see? I know one guy that I'm infatuated with, I have been since he was coming out of Ole Miss, and I know a lot of media members are too, is Elijah Moore. But what did you see?
I did not see anything, boys. I was on vacation this week.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
I missed the session. I've got a lot of vacation that I've been doing this for so long that I get a lot of vacation, and I have to start using it before training camp. So I was not over there, but obviously I'm paying attention. I'm looking at what everybody's writing, and I heard that Elijah Moore had quite a practice, the one that the media could see. Look, I kind of like that signing. You know, and I was interesting when he met the media. I think it was a Zoom call. I don't think he did a media thing live, but I think it was a Zoom call. And he referenced the fact that without quite saying it, he said the quarterbacks he's played with before him sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's true. Yeah. I mean, with the Browns and Jets, he did not have good quarterback play. And that's why, even though his numbers are decent, I think there's a lot more in the tank with Elijah Moore if he can hook up with Josh Allen and get that, you know, get that chemistry and all that. He could be a really interesting player. And I wonder what that means for Curtis Samuel, because in many ways, they're kind of similar players. So I like the Moore signing. And again, I didn't see it the other, I'll be over there Tuesday for the next one, but I didn't see what happened, but I did read that he looked really good.
I agree on the Curtis Samuel thing. I will be paying attention to every article on training camp, like a hawk, seeing like, how did Curtis Samuel do? Well, how did Elijah Moore do? Just because I'm a big Moore guy, but I also like the Curtis Samuel signing last year. Ultimately, it didn't go super well this year due to injuries. But Sal, thanks so much for jumping on with us. Enjoy the baseball, the stuff that you can watch, of course, with tonight being super late. But we'll talk again soon, my man.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
That was Sal Mariana on the Westher Hotline there, Democrat and Chronicle, and publisher of the Pinstripe People's Yankees newsletter. Paul Hamilton coming up at 11 o'clock as the Sabres did make a front office move.
Jarmo Kekalainen, former GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Today has been a bit of a day of like front office announcements from from Buffalo sports teams.
I don't know what's up with the end of May saying, yeah, Derek, you want to talk about hockey? Let's keep going. And we are absolutely going to have chances to do that. So
but he has been hired as the senior advisor. And then for the Bills, real quick, so I do want to say these as well. I believe Terrence Gray has been promoted to assistant GM. So we now have two assistant GMs and then some other promotions as well within the Bills. But yeah, both Buffalo sports teams within about 25 minutes of each other were like, hey, we have things going on in our front office.
Let's do things at the end of
May. Minnesota Vikings also announced a multi-year contract extension for their general manager, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. So a lot of front office moves going on a little bit. We're going to take a quick time out here. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to give your thoughts on the Sabres. Adding that senior advisor role, and it is a former general manager in the league, nothing they said ultimately was wrong. They wanted someone with general manager experience. They wanted somebody that has credibility in the league. I think they've added to that, at least I think to the best that they could do with the current circumstances.
And I think coming up next, we'll get more into who is Jarmo Kekäläinen, for those that don't know, and we can do a little bit of a dive into his career as the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, there's a lot happening all of a sudden here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you'll receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And if you have missed it, the Sabres are doing things. It's not a trade. It's not anything like that. But they did add to their front office, and that is something I think many of us were somewhat not expecting.
Not only not expecting, you were kind of expecting a name that was not recognizable. Mm-hmm. The Sabres, obviously, just to reiterate the news, announcing today, official from the team, they have announced Jarmo Kekäläinen as the team's senior advisor in this role. Kekäläinen will report to general manager Kevin Adams and will be involved in all areas of the hockey department. Kekäläinen was the general manager for Columbus back in 2013. That's when he first got hired. And he did end up leaving the team eventually. But, oh boy, this is...
He was there for a long time. 2013 to 2024, he was general manager.
Yeah, he only just... like, he's only been out of a general manager job for 1 year. And I do think this one is very interesting. Hired in 2013 to be with Columbus, he was the first European-born general manager in NHL history,
mm-hmm.
which is an interesting little wrinkle about him. But Kekäläinen has the team's four best point totals in Columbus history under his run. Five of Columbus's six playoff appearances all time in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Columbus's first ever playoff series win, which came at the hands of the disgraced Tampa Bay Lightning at the time.
Yeah, what a time.
So I do think that this is very much a, if Adams does, if the team starts poorly enough, this might be the Adams replacement.
I thought there was a good chance whoever was hired in this role, that could be it. Who they hired really points to, okay,
but this is not like Peter Chiarelli. I'm not afraid of this hire at all.
No, I agree.
This is not Chuck Fletcher. This is not one of those guys. I think that Kekäläinen did as good as one could do for the destination of Columbus. Kekäläinen brought in Johnny Gaudreau. He sold Gaudreau on Columbus. Why not here?
Mm-hmm. And you could argue, too, I mean, even after that, having the 11-year run, it could have – I mean, he is fired ultimately when they start, what, 16, 26, and 10. It's fair to fire him at that point. I don't disagree with that.
It's fair to fire him at that point.
But it also
point.
Could have been, hey, we've done this 11 years. We maybe need to change up the voice in the room. Every organization will get to that, no matter how successful you are. Now, you're more successful, you get a longer run. But Columbus, up until Gaudreau signed there – the whole thing around them was you literally can't get good players to go there.
It's a forgotten team. As a matter of fact, Artemi Panarin infamously making sure that he signs a lesser deal to go to New York for the Rangers. Not much lesser, but like I'd imagine Columbus was able to offer more money, but he just wouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to sell Columbus. It is. It's genuinely hard to sell Columbus to a long-term hockey player or, you know, anything else of the sort. It is a forgotten franchise more times than not. It's unfortunate to say it like that.
But that's
they are a forgotten franchise.
It's a college town that is more run by the Buckeyes than anything to do with hockey.
And I think that this is good. You have a general manager who he can try to help sell Buffalo.
Mm.
Not that Adams can't. But you also have a GM who is respected around the league. Or an advisor, I should say, that is respected around the league. He has a lot of connections. He had a solid run, I would say, overall with Columbus. I don't think that Kekäläinen was a bad general manager. I do think that there were times where it's just like, okay, it's not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You want more than one playoff series win in your tenure. but I also just want to make the playoffs.
I just want to make the playoffs.
And I think Kekalainen will help. Do I think that let's be real, I'm excited about this in a lot of ways that he can help Kevin Adams. At the end of the day, it's still Kevin Adams. We all have to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not get too crazy here. But he has a history of scouting where the Sabres are already being stronger than usual with their first-round picks that are in the middle of the round. They do have a good chance to add something beneficial with this hire. Does this make my Jake Oettinger dream more interesting? Yes.
Just waiting to see what you'd say with that.
Because Kekalainen also had, this was where they beat the Lightning, by the way, in 2019. He showed he was not afraid of taking a massive swing. He took a Columbus Blue Jackets team that was fighting for the final seed in the wild card. He adds Matt Duchene. He adds a couple of extra players in there. Like, he goes all in on the idea. He has Bobrovsky and Panarin at the end of their contracts, knowing full well they're going to both walk away.
Yeah. But he does what he can.
He does what he can. And he nails it. The team beats the record-setting Tampa Bay Lightning. Sweeps them. And they take the eventual Eastern Conference champion Boston Bruins to 6 games. So I've got an advisor here that's saying, that has shown me he's not afraid of taking risks for a smaller franchise. What does Kevin Adams need to do this offseason? Take a chance.
Take a chance. Take some swings.
And now you have an advisor that's willing to whisper that in your ear.
And has pulled it off. And has pulled it off himself.
Mitch Marner, let's go.
803-0550.
I will not be stopped.
Number to call. But coming up after a quick timeout, we'll get more on this as Paul Hamilton will join the show after this quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
With a chance in front, knocked away by the Smith. He scores! They've got another! And it's Jeff Skinner with his first Stanley Cup playoff goal.
Good for Skinner.
Oh,
good for Skinner.
Man.
Good for Skinner. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, it hurts a little, but I'm happy for him. But, you know, for somebody who's made a career out of goal scoring.
Good to see him finally get his first playoff one.
That I don't know if you caught the reference there.
I know.
Maybe Paul Hamilton did.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline. Paul, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. So the Sabres hired the senior advisor, and it is the former Columbus Blue Jackets general manager, Jarmo Kekalainen. Having this news for only about a half hour, what are your first thoughts?
Yeah. He's done, a bunch of different things in the NHL, including being a general manager, which is key. You know, he was the GM for the Columbus Blue Jackets from 2013 to 2024. But before that, he was director of player personnel with the Senators. He was assistant GM and director of amateur scouting with the Blues. Then he went back over to Finland to be the GM at Jokerit. So, he's had different experiences in hockey departments. And so I think that's going to be key, for him to, be a helpful part of the department. And he'll be, an advisor to Adams in all areas of the hockey department. I don't think there's anything they wouldn't ask him to talk about or do or anything like that. So it's something that I think has been badly needed. It's unfortunate that Terry Pegula didn't see this when he hired Adams. He hired a guy who had never been a GM before. Okay, fine. This would have been a perfect hire back. Well, he was the GM of the Blue Jackets by then, but a guy like this would have been a perfect hire back then to give him a sounding board and to give him guidance and as he tried to maneuver through being a GM for the first time. So, they're doing it now, 5 years later. But, I think it's something that would have been great to do earlier in his tenure.
Yeah, and I know, Paul, working with Shope and the Bulldog, we've taken some calls, too. People have brought that up, that why wasn't this move made the first year Adams was brought in? And I can concur with that. I agree with that. But also, I do wonder, having worked with Mike brings this up a lot with the Sabres, the idea of credibility being within the Sabres building. I'll be honest, just the quick glance at his resume, Kekalainen seems to be exactly what they need in terms of credibility. He somewhat helped make Columbus much more of a, I'm not going to say destination, but not a forgotten franchise in the NHL. 5 playoff appearances in his first 7 years there. He did get Johnny Gaudreau to sign with Columbus, a stunning free agent move at the time. I still would argue is still one of the more stunning free agent signings in recent NHL history. This really does feel like a big move by the Sabres.
As I remember back to when Gaudreau was being courted by teams, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't even know if Columbus was even in the conversation of what people were talking about.
I don't think they were at all. I think nobody was saying,
well, it's possible he could go to Columbus. Mm-hmm. And I think the Rangers might have been involved in that conversation and other teams. It was a few years back, so I'm trying to think back. But I don't think Columbus was in that conversation. And next thing you know, he's going to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Credit to Kekalainen for being able to do that and get him there and get an established player like that and the number one free agent to come to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Paul, I think one of the big things about Kekalainen being here, being something that can be celebrated a little bit as an advisor, is he was never scared of a big acquisition. And that is something, and I'd say probably the one thing that I have desperately wanted to see Adams do, is make the aggressive move. He traded Ryan Johansson for Seth Jones. He traded for Artemi Panarin. He acquires Matt Duchene on an expiring contract to try to win a playoff series. And then they do. They get rid of Pierre-Luc Dubois and bring in Patrick Laine, who's still with the franchise, and of course signing Johnny Gaudreau. It looks like this is a guy who's not scared of an aggressive move, and that is going to be an advisor to Kevin Adams, who that's the thing that he's lacking, is that big acquisition.
I remember when he drafted Dubois, it was like there was a gasp in the building. People were like, huh? What? So he wasn't afraid to do something like that, to be bold, you know, just what you're talking about, you know, and I think you do have to be bold if you want to be a winner in this league. And it's something that he was not afraid to do. And, you know, I think as an advisor to Kevin Adams, it's something that it's possible you could see more of that from the Buffalo Sabres.
All right, Paul, so now it is going to be a big offseason for the Sabres. They get their last bits, or at least it feels like their last bits of pieces into the front office. They bring in some credibility. They bring in a guy who, as Derek has pointed out, is willing to make the big move. And I think many Sabres fans would argue, I wonder if the media is the same, that the Sabres do need to make a big move. Maybe not necessarily for Mitch Marner. I know me and Derek were having some fun with, you know, maybe Jake Ottinger becomes available because Peter DeBoer threw him under the bus yesterday.
This does nothing to quell my Mitch Marner.
I wonder if it's something where, like, maybe this is a guy that could really convince someone like a Sam Bennett in free agency to come to the Sabres. Maybe it's not a Mitch Marner necessarily, but a Bennett who could really change the temperature in the room for the Sabres. This has now actually gotten me more excited for an offseason where, to be honest, Paul, I was really kind of tempering Derek and other producers, Josh Schmidt, like those expectations as friends, going like, guys, they're going to add like one or two guys and we're going to ride from there. And it might be even UPL and Levi. Like, don't expect too much. I have somewhat of a feeling of maybe that will change with this guy sort of being, I mean, for not the right turn of phrase, but, you know, the devil on Adams' shoulder, essentially, of like maybe whispering like, hey, go for it.
Yeah, and excuse me. As we have this conversation, I want to be sure people understand. We realize these names that we're talking about are the Buffalo Sabres likely are not a destination for them. We get that. But that doesn't mean you don't ask. That doesn't mean you don't call their agents. That doesn't mean you make them top priorities in what you do. In my mind, the Buffalo Sabres can score goals. They are 10th in the league in scoring at 3.23 goals per game. If you get up to 3.25 goals per game, you're 7th. They don't. Mitch Marner is so far down on my list I would, number one, Ekblad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would overpay Ekblad to come play with Owen Power. I don't care if you got to pay him over $10 million. I think he would be a perfect, perfect partner. It's exactly what we've been I've been talking about for 2 years now, a perfect partner for Owen Power. That is number one with lights flashing that I would be looking. He's a winner.
I'm here for that, yep.
He's you know, a guy who has an edge to him. He's a former number one overall pick, so he knows how all that goes for Owen Power. And I think that would be my number one target. If that doesn't work, if I'm targeting a forward, Sam Bennett, Marchand,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Those are winners. Those are guys who produce when the pressure is on. Marchand is one of the guys top of the league at producing in games that are for the series. These are guys that are there when you need them and produce when you need them. They can play at all ends of the ice. They can play defensively. They can play offensively. They easily go into your top six and make them better. That's why I would be targeting. Would they have as many points as Mitch Marner? No, they wouldn't. But when the pressure is on, they've performed when the pressure is on. It performed at a top rate. So those would be guys I would be looking at. And again, I want to stress for somebody just tuning in, I get that the Buffalo Sabres, after 14 years of not making the playoffs, are not a destination for those guys. That doesn't mean you don't ask. That doesn't mean that you don't – and you just brought up Johnny Gaudreau. Well, what if the Blue Jackets said, well, he's going to go to the Rangers.
Right,
why should we even bother? You bother. And because you just never know what can come out of it. And those are the guys I would be targeting. Those – That's the bold move. If you got to overpay to get a guy like Ekblad, by all means, go ahead. You've got some cap room. The cap's going up. You need to find somebody to make your – you can score goals. You can't be 30th or 29th in the league in goals against with goaltenders that aren't making big saves for you that have maybe in the past but weren't last year. That's where your problem lied. And the players I'm talking about help the whole picture, including making you a better team defensively, because they can score all the goals they want. They can improve their power play. If they're still 30th in the league in defense, they are not making the playoffs. I'm telling you that right now.
Mm-hmm. I do think, though, Paul, it is absolutely that the one line that you said of bother. And Kekalainen is a guy that will probably be able to help advise Adams into that idea, especially because of the fact that there are going to be names worth chasing around. You mentioned Ekblad as one of those, and I do love that idea. I think that this is going to be a smart acquisition when it comes to, again, I need a little bit of aggression from Adams to get that big acquisition, be it free agency or through a trade, and you hire an advisor that knows how to get that done.
And I understand, and I don't care about the palm trees, whatever.
Right.
But he's not wrong, but mostly it's because you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. The Buffalo Bills were not a destination when they weren't making the playoffs for 17 years. Who wanted to come here? Until all of a sudden, McDermott shows up, changes the program around, and here's Josh Allen. Now, players want to be Buffalo Bills. It's not, you know, it's the idea that you haven't made the playoffs in 14. That's the biggest thing. And it's like, well, what are you doing to get better? Can you get better? Is this team better? Type of a thing. Can they climb out of it? That's just not an organization that top free agents want to cling on to and say, well, yeah, let me be a part of that. But you have to find a way. And that was my criticism of Kevin Adams. I know it's hard. I get it. I know you have to have a trading partner. I get it. And I know it's difficult, but that's your job. Your job is to find a way. Find a way to get that done. And that was my criticism of it. And he's not wrong in what he says about it. It's hard. And I know it's hard. So maybe, you know, having a senior advisor like this, when you're putting more, you know, more brain power into it, two heads are better than one. And a guy with experience and a guy who has been bold before and pulled it off, you know, that's where I think you can get out of this.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline. And yeah, Paul, I mean, you brought up there, like, the playoff drought is really the biggest thing that holds team or players away from the team. Look, yes, ultimately Tampa and Florida are in a different tax bracket, but Florida was a bad organization for a long time. The tax bracket didn't all of a sudden make them good. They had to make the right decisions, and then life got a little bit easier for them, like it would for any team that's winning. All of a sudden, they want to play for you. The Bills are going through now, or some guys take a little bit less money to stay on a good organization. It's true of most sports. I would argue, I think Tampa and Florida, they've been two of the better Eastern Conference teams of the last 20 years and just how they make moves and what have you. And on that, Paul, we do have a rematch in the Stanley Cup Final. Florida and Edmonton, they both really just laid the hammer down on Carolina and Dallas equally. Throughout the playoffs, it has felt like these two could absolutely do it. And then now during the conference finals, it felt like it needs to be these two again.
Well, Dallas looked like, for a while in the playoffs, yeah, that they were a better team than they were even last year. Edmonton definitely is. And yeah, Edmonton was good last year. Mm-hmm. I think they're better this year. But Mikko Rantanen is right now third in the playoffs in scoring with 22 points. He's only 4 points behind Connor McDavid. But yet, he basically has been disappeared for, what, 9 games?
Yeah, me and Derek were talking about it. He got off to that roaring start, and this whole series, and even some of the Winnipeg series, he has kind of been a non-factor.
If you're going to beat the Edmonton Oilers, you cannot have your best player, who is as on fire could be, you cannot have him go away for, let's see, 8 straight games. Last time he scored was against Winnipeg on May 11th, which was game 3 of that series. And since then, he had 4 assists in 8 games. They played a 5-game series against the Oilers. He had 3 assists. And that can't happen. And he's playing 23 minutes a game. You can't have a guy who you traded for to make you better and be your best player just go away. And that's what happened. And, you know, when he's not going, now other guys aren't going to be going other than Robertson. Robertson was playing well. And so that's the story of the Stars. I mean, you have to have your best guys being your best guys. How many times have you heard me say that? And I got that, a long time ago. And your best players have to be your best players. Well, who are the top two scorers in the playoffs this year? Connor McDavid, 26 points in 16 games. And Leon Draisaitl, 25 points in 16 games.
It's just nasty.
Just ridiculous.
Who is the fifth leading scorer in the playoffs right now? Florida Panthers captain Barkov, 17 points in 17 games. Your best players have to be your best. Sam Bennett, I talk about a guy who's there when you need him, 16 points in 17 games in the playoffs. Again, he's not going to have the points in a regular season that Mitch Marner has. But when the chips are down and you need him, he is there to get the big goal, to make the big hit, to just make the big play. Your best players have to be your best players. And for the Dallas Stars, Mikko Rantanen was not even close to one of their best players in that series.
Paul, of course, we're getting this rematch, and I do love the idea of like how much deeper Edmonton is, for example, there. But the way they close this out against Dallas, and Peter DeBoer pulls Jake Oettinger 7 minutes into an elimination game, and then proceeds to look at a bus and says, I'm going to throw Jake under this real quick in the post game. What did you think about the comments of DeBoer there and how he handled the situation in, quite frankly, a choice that probably sunk them in game 5?
I don't think they win game 5 either way, but I get what he was doing. I would love a big save on that breakaway. that made it 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
That would have annoyed me too. He had, what did he say, 6 out of his last 7 playoff games against Edmonton. Is that right?
Yeah.
That he had lost? All right, but you're in the middle of the game now. You've already committed to him to being your starting goaltender. If you're looking at that stat, you should be looking at it before you announce your starting goaltender. If you're saying, well, he's lost 6 of 7 to that team, we can't go with him anymore, well, then they're fine. But it's tough. Does Casey DeSmith give you a better chance to win? I've seen many, many, many times the goaltending change. Look at how many times the Sabres took a big lead on a team and chased the goaltender this year. And the Sabres wound up losing the game when the new goaltender came in. That happened so many times this year, I lost count. But this is the conference finals. This isn't December 20th. You know, in some cold and snowy town, and, you know, if you lose, it's not the end of the world type of a thing. So who gives at the end of the day, through all those stats, and you could have used a big save there, and the whole thing, who gives you a better chance to win? I don't think it's Casey DeSmith. Now, that play-by-play guy, I don't even remember his name. I see his face. I can't even think of his name. What an embarrassment he was. Because he had an agenda. He was so mad that they pulled Ottinger doing the play-by-play. That's Ray Ferraro's job. And he starts arguing with Ray Ferraro about that. And he was so incensed that DeBoer did that the goal that goes on to Smith, he must have said 5 times that was a bad goal. I guess he didn't see the 3 people diving around between Skinner and DeSmith. I don't think DeSmith ever saw the shot. To say that's a soft goal is ignorant. And all he was trying to do is trying to make himself look good. That, well, see, you just put him in, he gave up a soft goal. What are you doing? That wasn't a soft goal. As I said, there were three individuals diving around, getting hit, flying all over the place. Now, if those 3 guys weren't there and it went through his legs and in, yeah, that's a soft goal. I don't think he saw it with all those people there. So, to me, that was a complete embarrassment of some guy who shouldn't even be given his opinion because he's the play-by-play guy trying to make himself look good.
Paul, I love the spiciness in here. But then also, let's look at the Eastern Conference Final. Again, Carolina. You were lamenting with me, as a matter of fact, about, no, I want Carolina to succeed because I want to see some good hockey. Ultimately, they did not live up to that promise at all either there, Paul. They win 1 game, and then it is right back to the same old nonsense for Carolina in the Eastern Conference Final. So take that, Hamilton.
I thought the game was better.
Yeah,
The last game.
Yep.
It wasn't your typical, oh, geez, Carolina's trying to win this 1-0. Please stop. You know. So it was better. And, you know, Florida had 1 bad game, and Carolina won. Florida just, they weren't up for it that game. It happens. I mean, they're not perfect. I mean, if you go through the playoffs and have 1 bad game, I think you're going to be okay. You know, they'll probably have another bad game too, but it just wasn't their night. And Carolina won that game, but Florida definitely got it straightened out and showed up for game 5. And it's just kind of a shame that here we are, that both conference finals ended in 5 games, and we sit here with no hockey till Wednesday now.
Yeah. I'm going to break out in hives, Paul. I don't know what to do with my life.
Yeah, I was looking so forward to the Edmonton-Dallas series, and, you know, Dallas just didn't – they weren't up for it. They didn't do it. And to have these series both end in 5 is just, to me, very disappointing because I really, really wanted to see that series. I thought for sure that series would wind up a 7-game series. And, you know, Dallas wasn't up for it. And Edmonton, as I said earlier, I think they're even a better team than they were last year. And so it's hopefully going to be a good Stanley Cup final. I mean, I thought it was going to be a good Western Conference final, too. That didn't turn out. So hopefully it turns out to be a very good Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, well, I can't take another 5-game series after how excited I am about this rematch. I can't do that again.
I think based on everything that we've talked about, Paul, the NHL owes us a 7-game series now.
With at least 3 overtimes.
I mean, even Edmonton, they beat Vegas in five.
Yeah.
It's like, really? I mean, we got a seven-game series out of Toronto, Florida. You know, but the Capitals, the number two team in the NHL for most of the year, number one, they get blown out in five by Carolina. I mean, it's just Winnipeg and St. Louis was seven. It shouldn't have been. I mean, Colorado and Dallas, there you go. I mean, but yeah. That was a first-round series. Why is that a first-round series?
I'm telling you, Paul, be with me on this one. We got to bully Gary Bettman and changing it back to 1-8.
Yeah, you know, so we have seen, you know, some very good hockey along the way. But, you know, also along the way, especially here in the two conference finals, I think it was very disappointing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Paul, thanks so much for taking some time out of your morning. You're going to be on with Derek tomorrow.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Paul. Let's keep it fresh.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I forgot about that.
So I now, agreed to that. Oh.
I was like all excited to like continue my day now, and now I'm all depressed.
Don't
again,
worry, so. Paul. Your check will be in the mail. God,
just gonna kick back, watch Yankees Dodgers. He's like, oh, I gotta get up in the morning.
I gotta talk to Derek again tomorrow.
Thank you.
This
Paul.
Is why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah, I have to get up at the stroke of noon to talk to you. So.
It's appointment radio, though.
Thank you, Paul. Talk again soon.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton's reports on WGR brought to you by Equal Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. 803-0550, the number two call. We're freed up for the next half hour as we lead you into Sabres Live. Thoughts on Sabres making some moves. Kekalainen coming in as the senior advisor to Kevin Adams. I do think it changes some of the temperature in the room. I'd like to know for sure it's going to change a lot of it. I don't know, but I'm feeling pretty good. And
I might have something to say about this, and it has to do more about the current state of the Sabres and why it's somewhat beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It also sounds like, from some of the quotes Kevin Adams was pitching and some of the other stuff reporters are pitching now on Twitter as well, might not be done adding to the front office or at least to the organizations. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also looking for your calls again, 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We have your ticket to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP Golf Cart. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP Golf Cart also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf. And score deals at Rigzerex Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all the details and purchase your WGR VIP golf card today at getmyperks.com. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on a beautiful Friday morning here in late May. We're almost to June, Derek. We are almost there.
We're basically there.
We are basically there.
Like, this has been the worst May.
It has been
ever.
Awful. It has been terrible.
What are you talking about? April showers bring May showers. Right? That's
exactly
how it goes.
What it is.
That's what the saying is, right?
It's exactly what it is.
But I'm looking at this Friday and it's beautiful, and the Sabres have made a move that is very surprising to me in a positive way, but it's also surprising in the way that the response is going on in social media right now. Sabres Twitter, in particular, has gotten considerably rousy about this.
Yeah.
A little roused up, and in a positive way. And I think that a lot of people see the same thing that we were talking about with Paul, which is, it speaks to the sorry state that the Sabres have been in over the past 14 years. It really does. That people are giddy about an advisory hire. It's the same general manager.
Yeah.
Who still gets to make the call at the end of the day. But Jarmo Kekäläinen coming in here and people being excited about that tells you it is a sorry state. The fan base is kind of trying to get up in arms about this and actually like it, or at least try to like it, try to accept it. And yet, the other side of the coin here is, it's because of the fact that this fan base has been down for so long that this becomes something that people are raising their eyebrows to. I got into a small little thing with Adam Wilde. And I can't even say it's a spat. It's a nice little discussion, actually. I would love to talk with Adam more about this. He's not a huge fan of the move.
I think his exact phrasing was the worse get worser.
Yes. That was the initial part of this. And I said, let us have this. It's a recognizable name. There's something to it. Let us have this. And Adam said, you know, there's only one playoff win in 10 years. Statistically, that's true. The qualifying round against Toronto is not a playoff win. Let's set that straight. The facts are the facts there. He was not speaking incorrectly. Everyone responding to him saying, well, who'd they beat? Yes, they beat Toronto, but it was not a playoff series technically. Or officially. I can't even say technically. Officially, it was not a playoff series. And that it was Leafs level bad. He was fully in control and had an owner that did not interfere. I think he made some pretty poor moves. That's not what this is. Kekäläinen is still ultimately not the general manager.
Yep.
And some might say not yet.
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
But the other thing is, if Adams is still the GM through hell or high water, I don't think it's a bad idea. And this is where a lot of sentiment's coming in from. Chad DeDominicis says it perfectly as well. Having someone
that is willing to advise you on a big move. That's the thing that's missing from Kevin Adams right now. He does a solid job drafting. He has made a couple of savvy trades and free agent moves. Why have they not made the playoffs yet? I think it's because there is not a big move. Something that I was clamoring for 2 years ago. The offseason where you should have done something, should have done it big because you were 1 point out of the playoffs.
The iron was hot.
And your
the iron was really
strike.
Hot. Mm-hmm.
You tell your core, we believe in you, and here's why we're going to add this guy to our team. Who is it? I don't know. I can't remember back 2 years ago on the trade market of what's hot, what's not. But tell me that the Sabres as an ascending franchise are on as many no trade clauses as they are now 2 years later. Mm-hmm. I'll call you a liar. Or it's easier to sell on waiving it. This past year.
That was the story 2 years ago,
That
they were being removed from these no-trade lists because it was, okay, yeah, the hockey craze city is maybe good again. It was the young core really coming into the kid line.
Nobody was mad about that year.
Nobody
was mad about it. Like, yeah, they fell short of the playoffs. But how many people were actually angry about it?
Well, the run at the end was a blast.
It was a blast. It was a great time. It was something that you could sell the fan base on, and we all bought it. Like a bunch of suckers.
Yeah.
But this is where it is of, I like the idea of getting a guy in Kevin Adams' ear that has made the big move. And the Sabres could use this aggression. And that is exactly what it needs to be.
803-0550, the number to call. Mike up first today. Mike, how we doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Very good.
So I was just thinking, you know, because I think there was a point made not too long ago about the Bills and how McDermott came in first year, we make the playoffs. So I'm all for an advisory, getting another guy in there to kind of help steer the ship. I personally would rather see some money being put into, and I know it's different in hockey because they have like the no trade clause or whatever it is, but I would rather see more money being put in to go getting some big name players to put around our young guys. But here's my thing. If this doesn't work out, I mean, if we don't make the playoffs after this, are we calling for his job at this point? I feel like it's a fair question to ask because I just don't see enough movement in that direction. If we don't make the playoffs after this, is it now time for to move on from Kevin Adams? That's my question. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks again, guys.
And thanks for the call, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
I mean, in all respect to Adams, I'm doing it this year.
Yeah.
I think we're well past the expiration date, but here we are. I will also say it here. If he doesn't work out this year, I think they have the heir apparent Arnie in the building. He's just going to be here a year early, getting to know the city, know the team, the whole thing, in Jarmo Kekäläinen. I mean, if it really is a disaster, and it's like, okay, we're done.
Say they start 11-20-3.
I am like, having no inside information, I'm like 85% sure they would fire Adams and move Kekäläinen into the seat, and they would move forward with there. He's got 11 years just as a general manager. He's got a ton of front office experience. This is kind of what everyone was clamoring for years, including myself, if they were to fire Adams 2 years ago, this year, what have you. Kekäläinen, for argument's sake, let's say they fire Adams after this year.
Right.
Kekäläinen would have been one of the guys a lot of people would have been looking for. He worked in a small market. He took a lot of risks. He somehow got Johnny Gaudreau to sign in Columbus. He had a massive playoff series win over Tampa in a sweep. And while it doesn't technically count, he embarrassed Toronto. And people are going to love that. There would have been enough there for that to be a move where a ton of people, and also I think this would have really helped if, again, for argument's sake, Adams would have been fired. The year after what felt like a very PR move, of signing Lindy, this would have been a move of, okay. Like, that's credible.
It's a big deal. I think it's a big deal because of the fact that he adds the one thing that Adams is missing, and it is that aggression. I do think Adams has done some good things. Not enough of them. That's why they haven't made the playoffs. Not enough of them. And that's why it should be called into question. You know, the caller saying as much, you saying as much. There's a reason that Adams is on a hot seat, and it is still blazing, burning higher and hotter than we all knew it from the year ago. There's a reason for that. It's a track record at this point, and it's not good enough. But we are seeing league-wide teams are exercising a little bit more patience with some general managers now.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew the reality.
the minute there was nothing aggressive when it came to either buy nor sell at the trade deadline, I knew Adams is operating like this is still his job. So I'm ready to embrace the reality of it. What I was not ready for was the initial announcement of we're going to look to supplement him in the front office. We're trying to find a complement to him. We're trying to find an advisor. We're hiring Eric Staal also to be his assistant. And that one didn't move a lot of needles in the proper direction.
No. I'm glad you brought that up because you brought up the fan base, seemingly on social media at least, it seems like, is very thrilled with this move. I have seen very few people that are going like, oh, come on, Yarmo, really?
At minimum, it's okay. It doesn't really move the needle too much for me.
Or like, it really is just, okay, this is good. This is fine. This works for me. The Staal move, I think, scared a lot of people, myself included, because when you looked at the parameters of what they were hiring for, Staal could fit that role. Even though,
right.
I don't mean this disrespectfully. Ultimately, he kind of is more or less just an intern. He's learning the job. He's been hired. It's a paying job. It's not an internship. But that's more what he's actually been hired for. But there was a feeling when he was hired that you looked at the parameters they were looking for. You looked at what Staal's going to do, and they're like, oh, hell. Oh, it's the same job. Oh, no. This doesn't do anything. This just adds another person, doesn't really know what they're doing, quote unquote. And here we go. Instead now, it actually sounds like they're going to add even more to the front office from some of the ports around Sabres media. And even, I think, Adams' quote as well in the piece discussing Kekalainen coming in about how, you know, they're going to continue to add to the front office, continue to add to the organization. I think that's also something that is maybe to keep an eye on because the caller also brought up bringing up money to spend on big players. I'm also curious then if they bring in money, put money in to the organization, to the front office, more mouths or more cooks in the kitchen. And that could be a really big deal for the credibility, the seriousness of the organization being pushed back to the forefront where now it does feel like they do things on the cheap. You know, they do things very much on a shoestring budget. Maybe that changes with a number of these moves being made here this offseason that could then lead into the offseason of, like Paul says, they're at least trying.
And that's what I want. Remember what I said about the Mitch Marner idea. He is the face to the ideal. I want them aggressive this year, and this strengthens my resolve, Zachary. It strengthens it to a point where now I feel confident that Buffalo is going to be a lot busier than in off-seasons past.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this anyway. Now, I am more convinced I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
I'm more convinced that we all are going to get that this year.
It doesn't feel like a pipe dream anymore.
It's not a pipe dream anymore. Mitch Marner is the face to the idea. Would I love to have Mitch Marner in particular? Hey, welcome back to the Miles Garrett thing that I was bringing up on this very show. Would I love the player that is the face of the idea? Yes, that's why he's the face of the idea. It's work with me, everyone here. Work with me. And a lot of you are. It's the idea. Does it mean Aaron Ekblad, as Paul mentioned? Or does it mean Sam Bennett? Or does it mean Brad Marchand? I doubt that latter one.
Yeah, I doubt that one. But
ready? Can I convince a Dante Fabbro to come in here to pair with Rasmus Dahlin? It's a right-handed shot. 26.
That'll work.
And guess who he just played for?
I'm going to say Columbus, but...
You're ding-dang right, Zach! He was paired with Zach Werenski. Tell Ooh. Me Kekalainen can't get Adams to say, hey, I'll give you Rasmus Dahlin.
Yeah. Could be interesting.
And if Byram wants to move on, or if the Sabres want to move on from Byram, be it whatever you may, guess what? I could sign Fabbro. I'll go get Ekblad. We'll trade Byram so that he can get a more comfortable fit for him.
Mm-hmm. You also have a former GM who probably has the connections to make those phone calls and
make moves, mm-hmm. baby.
Getting connected to our fans brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Going to take a quick time out here. We'll wrap up today's show. Get ready for Sabres Live coming up in just about 15 minutes at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach Jones and Derek Kramer. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We do have one playoff series still going. We don't have to wait, you know, till Wednesday.
That is true.
I mean, it might get there by Saturday, but the Knicks were able to force a Game 6, 111-94 win. They held Tyrese Halliburton, by the way, who just came off of his like 32-12-15 performance, putting up 8 points.
Zach, by the way, you said something. You saw a tweet off the air about the Sabres hiring someone with general manager experience.
I did. I didn't know if that was true or not.
It's totally true.
It's totally true. That's
read
awesome.
It. Read it.
I got to find it now.
Okay. Oh, so it was something along the lines of the last time the Buffalo Sabres have hired a general manager with any sort of general manager experience was Scotty Bowman in 1979.
That was the gist of the tweet. That's basically exactly what
yes.
it was.
And that is exactly true, by the way. And again, that streak is still continuing on a technical standpoint here. Mm-hmm. Kekalainen's not the new GM. He's just an advisor. But could he be? Well, I honestly, ready? I hope not.
Yeah. That's the right way to put it.
Let's call it what it is. Because Kevin Adams is still the general manager.
Yeah.
So that means that they made the playoffs.
Yeah. And if all of a sudden it's like, no, he's going to be the GM, likely means the drought hit 15.
Yes. If Kekalainen gets moved up, it means that they've either started terribly again and we all wallow in the same sadness that we've known for years.
Before Christmas. Unbelievable.
Or they don't make the playoffs again.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want Kevin Adams to keep his job. Because I want the Sabres in the playoffs. I want him to succeed.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And I love the idea, though, of adding an advisor to help him with the one thing that he has not yet done as a general manager.
Mm-hmm.
The big acquisition. Go on about the playoffs. I do apologize. I wanted to make sure that I brought it up.
Yeah, good on the Knicks forcing a Game 6. Because I like playoff sports, and I don't want to have to wait until late next week, because that's when the NBA Finals start is Thursday of next week. The Stanley Cup Finals start Wednesday.
Could you imagine zero playoff action up until Wednesday?
Well, yeah, guys, in the conference finals, put up a fight.
All of you.
My goodness, all
three,
of you.
Three of you. Terrible. Shame on you. I cannot believe I'm saying in our Lord's year 2025, thank goodness for the New York Knicks.
Chandler Brunson, baby. Still a hero. Still a hero.
Thank goodness for the Knicks existing, right, everyone?
I'm saying all of this, but like by Monday, it could be like, well, okay, they lost in six. Indiana beat them. They just had to go back home. It could happen like that. But it hasn't yet. We're still playing, and the same cannot be said about Dallas, Carolina, and Minnesota.
Yep.
And so they forever should be shamed. That's going to do it for me and Derek. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Coming up after a quick timeout, Sabres Live for more on Yarmo Kekalainen coming in as the senior advisor for the Buffalo Sabres. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.